can run your gimel amud aleph at the bottom. Looking for a source that Tzvua, whatever year it grew a third, its original third, that's the year that we count for Maisha. Elamin olam, kiritani Rav Yonos ben Yosef omer, v'osa sasatvua l'sholosh hashonim, al tikre l'sholosh ala l'shlish. Rashi. V'osa sasatvua l'sholosh hashonim, al tikre l'sholosh ala l'shlish, sh'osa sakshi b'shlish b'shula. The year that that the tvua grew one-third of its total growth, that's the year that you go after Maisa. And this is talking about the fact that Torah says you'll ask what you're going to eat in after Shemitah, or after Shemitah and Yovel together, and the Torah says it'll give you a bracha that there'll be enough food for 3 years. So Mara says, "V'homi boyle the gufei," you needed to tell me that halach, that Indian, that there'll be food for 3 years. Mara says, "K'siv k'rachrino," for that I have another pasuk. Uzoratim es hashona hashminis v'achaltim min atvua yoshon ad hashona tshis. Torah says beferish this idea. So why do I have to say again v'osus es atvua v'sholoshonim to hint to me this idea that tvua goes after a shlish? Rashi legufei tshuva manocha b'shona shlis. He needed to tell me the answer to if they ask what are we going to eat after Shemitah. Okay. Tnan hosam haorez v'hadochen v'hapargin v'hasumsumin sheishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah misasrin l'sha'ovah v'motarin v'shvias v'imlav asurin v'shvias v'misasrin l'shana haba. All these things, orez, dochen, all of these things are kidneys. They go after hashrasha whenever they took root. If they took root before Rosh Hashanah, then their maaser is from that year. And they're not Shvius. If they took root after Rosh Hashanah of Shvius, then the Maaser in a regular year would be for the year after Rosh Hashanah. And in Shvius, they're Svichim. Okay. Omar Rabba. So Rabba said, Omar Rabban and Elon Boser Chanota. An Elon goes after Chanota. And we said in Machlokas what Chanota is. Either it means when the blossom falls off, or it means a third, when it grows a third. Tvua v'zeisim basar shlish. And the grain and olives go after a third. And it's a little bit difficult. If chanota is a third, then why is this a third? So I say because here you can see when the third is. By chanota, each one has a different simen of when the third is. But it's more poshut that chanota is something different than a third, since it makes a distinction between ilan basar chanota and tvua v'zeisim basar shlish. Yerek basar lakita, and a yerek goes when you gather it, or more specific, Tosa says, when it doesn't need the ground anymore, when it's finished completely. Honi kaman shavinu rabbanan. So this doesn't fit into any of those categories. It's not lakita, like a yerek. It's not chanota, like an elon. It's not shlish. It's hashrasha. Where do they get hashrasha from? And all of these things are only rabbinic, because meiser of all these things are only midrabbanan. Tosa says the Maisa, though, but the halacha is a gabi shvius too. So Tosa says it could be it's only gabi shvius bizman hazeh, which is the rabbanan. So otherwise you'd go basa lakita like any yerek. But for these things, the rabbanan said to go after hashrasha. Why? Omar Rabba. Hadar Omar Rabba. Mitosha suyim parchin parchin. Asi the rabbanan basa hashrasha. Since these things you gather at different times, and you take the seeds out little by little. You don't gather them all at once. You gather them at different times. But you don't make a gorin of them except at once. So they're gathered, could be in different years, and the gorin is 1 year. So it would be very difficult to have some things from 1 year, some things from the other year. So they made it that it goes after the hashrasha, because they all take root at the same time. See Rashi. Now she says, "Haoriz v'adochen minikitnios." All these things are kitnios. Dochen is millet. Pargin is mako. Misasrin l'sha'aver, but ma'isr is shana sha'aver. So if they took root in year A, then that's the when the Meiser is, that previous year, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah. Im Shnia Meiser Sheni, Im Shlishis Meiser Ani. And if that year is a second year from Meiser, first or second year from Meiser Sheni, or a third year from Meiser Ani. Umutarim b'shvias, im Ishrishu Erev Shvias, with Rosh Hashanah. If they took root before Rosh Hashanah, when it's Shvias, then they don't have a din of Shvias. Umisasim l'shana haba, b'shnas l'kitasim. If they took root after Rosh Hashanah, then the year of Meiser is the year after Rosh Hashanah. In Mishar Shnei Shvuah, he's Shena Shvias. If it's not, it's not talking about Shvias, because Shvias there is no Meiser. Basar Chanata, so Rabbi said, L'chora, this doesn't fit into any of the klalim. It's not like a tree, it's not like a yerek. What did they, how did they come up with this idea of Hashrosha? Chanata L'kamon, Tanalov Epirkin, Ilan Shechonto Peros of Kodim Tu Bishvat, Shu Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, Misas L'shon Shavra. Any tree that had Chanata before Tu Bishvat, the Meiser goes on the previous year, the year before that Tishrei. Yerek Boso Lakita, Kedamor and Le'el, Likud Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yerek goes when you actually harvest it. Hani Kitnias Kaman Shavinu Shehol Chubayin Achar Hashrosha. These Kitnias, where did the Rabbanan get that it goes after Hashrosha? It should be like any Yerek that goes after Lakita. Where it says, Mitosha Asuyim Parchin Parchin, Mitosha Gornan Osim Ma'at Ma'at, She'ainu katin ke'echad. They're not gathered. They're not harvested at the same time. Elahayom loktin mafarchim ma'at l'mochra ma'at. Today you gather some and take out the seeds. And then the next day. So it's possible that some will be have been gathered before Rosh Hashanah and some from the same crop after Rosh Hashanah. Yet the seeds are held together, right, to take off mice at the same time. Comes out, all the seeds are mixed together. Some are from the past year and some are from the current year. Then you're going to have a problem because you're going to have mixed together maisers from last year and maisers from this year. And you can't take off maiser from one year to the other. So Osli Bahu Basra Shrosha. Therefore the Rabbanan said we're going to go after when these things take root. Because they all take root. Shabishana Achas Mashreshis Kalasrada. Because they all take root, the whole field takes root at the same time. Sharivas Achas Zorin also, because you plant at the same time, it takes root at the same time. Umaiser Peris Vailan the Kitnius Vyarik with the Rabbanan. All these things, the Maiser is only the Rabbanan. The Yecholis Bian Chachom Lakboasman Lafidaitum Lakolekhod. Therefore the Rabbanan had the power to make the line of demarcation when these maisers are considered, when they're chayiv in the what year they're chayiv in maiser, it's all the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have the power to make it any way they want. Parchin, parchin, loshen zen nofel bekitnios. Parchin is a loshen by kitnios when they have seeds. Kedamrin seches beya molim melilos mefarchin and kitnios beyantav. You what's it called? You take the seeds out of the out of the sheaves. So Gemara says, what's the problem? Why couldn't they have made it like any yerek that you go after when you harvest it, and even though it's harvested in different years, and you have all these seeds mixed together, shouldn't be a problem. Omer le'abaya, v'yitzbor garno l'tocho, v'nimtza torim min achodesh shebol achodesh shebol min ayoshen shebol ayoshen. Mix up all of the seeds together, and then take a tenth from the total mixture, and we'll say that it percentage-wise, you have within that tenth the same percentage of tvua in the grain itself. So you'll be taking from the chodesh on the chodesh and the yoshen on the yoshen. Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa that says you can do that? Rav Yossi ben Kippur, Omer Mishum Rav Shim Mishazuri, Pul Hamitzri Shazaru Lazera. If you have pula mitzri, which you planted for zera, either for planting or to eat the seeds. Rashi says for eating the seeds. Tosu says that you planted it to plant the seeds. So then it has what's it called, the din of Hashrosha. So miktsasu hishrish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Some of them took root before Rosh Hashanah. Umiktsasu hishrish lacha Rosh Hashanah. And some of them took root after Rosh Hashanah. So ain't termina maishra mizal zeh. So you can't take Trumas and Maisras from the ones that had Hashrosha before Rosh Hashanah and the ones after Rosh Hashanah or vice versa. Shein Tormin Masrin, Lomen Achodes Ala Yoshin, Lomen Ayoshin Lachodes. So what do you do? Ketzer Uose, Tsover Gornel Atocho, you mix all of the seeds together, and then you take out a tenth of the mixture, and the Nimtzer Torim Umaisa, Men Achodes Shabo, Lachodes Shabo, Men Ayoshin Shabo, Ayoshin Shabo. And we say that the mixture is proportionate to the proportion of the, whatever you take out of the mixture will be proportionate. If you had 40% from the last year and 60% for the coming year, then what you take out of the mixture will be 40% of this and 60% of that, and it'll be exactly a tenth of the chodesh on the chodesh and the yoshin on the yoshin. Omer le Rav Shimon Shazuri komras, Rav Shimon Shazuri sovra yesh bila. V'rabbanan sovra yesh bila. No. Rav Shimon Shazuri says that even by solid things, we say that the mixture is proportionate. That's bila, that it mixes proportionately. But the Rabbanan don't hold of that. The Rabbanan hold by solid things, we'll see by liquid things, not like that. But by solid things, we don't say that it mixes proportionally. It's possible you'll be getting more of a percentage of the old and the new, and you're not taking a tenth on one of them. Okay. Rashi. The Yitzbor Gornel Atocho, Umabekachim Yoshin V'chadesh Muravim. What difference does it make if it's last year's crop and this year's crop? L'chora, there's an Eitzel, what to do? Yitzbor Eskola Gornel Atocho, Kolomar Ben Tziuso, Shiakol Nivol Yachad Yofa, mix all the seeds together well. The Nimtza Kashi Yitro V'yaser, when you'll take off a tenth, Yehemen Achadesh V'maisa L'fim Asher Yesh Chadesh B'goren, U'min Ayoshin L'fim Asher Yesh Yoshin. It'll be proportionate. One tenth of what you take off the tenth, the same proportion that's in the tvua will be in what you took off. Milo Tanya, the Samchin and Abila. We have a brisa that says we're somach on that. We're somach on the fact that things mix together proportionately. Lomer Yofa Nivlo, the Nimtza Torim in Achodesh Lefi Mashi Yesh Chodesh, and Ayoshin Lefi Mashi Yesh Yoshin. Right? Tosa says, that's very good if it's the same year, first and second year. What if it's the second, third year? And it's two different maisers. Can't take one maiser. So it says the Eitzer, the Yerushalmi says that you take one maiser and you mechalo the whole thing on Maos, and you eat the whole thing in Yerushalayim of the Maos, and the rest of it you give to Aniyim. So the Aniyim part's given to the Aniyim, and the part that's what's it called supposed to be mischalos and schalo, and you took it off proportionately. In this way, you have no problem. Pul Hamitzri min kitnius. Pula Mitzri is a kind of kidneys. The dark of the Zoran, the Yerik of the Zera. Sometimes you plant it to eat the vegetable part, and sometimes you plant it to eat the seeds. The Hazorea, the Yerik, Misasarach, Lakita. If you plant it as a vegetable to use the greenery, then you, what's it called? It's like a Yerik, and it goes after Lakita. The Hazorea, Lechel, Zaro, Rashi says to eat the seeds, Tosa says to plant the seeds, then Torah's kidneys are love, Misasarach, Rash, Rasha. And if you plant it for the seed, then it's not a yerek, it's a kitnius, and kitnius goes after hashrasha, when it took root. The zesha zara the zera, the hishrif miksosu lefnei rosh hashanah miksosu lach rosh hashanah. And here you planted it for the sake of the seeds, and part of it took a root before rosh hashanah, and part after rosh hashanah. So now you have mixed together all these seeds, some of them are from the previous year, some are from the current year. So ain't tarm mizeshem akirin bo shazaru b'yachrol nal ad nizra b'arishona. If you recognize which is which, you can't take shuvas and maestras from this year's on last year's or last year's on this year's. Velo min arishon al achro. Ketzer uosa, torech losses zebiyasa ziyasa. It's a big torech to start separating and knowing which one was from the year before and which one's from this year. So tzorver garna l'tocho, yivlal osa yotha, mix it up good. After you separate this year's meister separately and the second year's meister separately, right? Then mix them all together. Now you mix them all together well. And then when you'll take off a tenth, in that tenth will be proportionate the old and the new. Yesh bila. We're somech on the fact that when you mix something together, it mixes proportionately. Ein bila, ein somech on lakach. We don't rely on that. It's possible it didn't mix proportionately.
sheish lomer lo nivul yofe, verubo shal nicer min achodesh, or rubo min ayoshin, and then you can end up having more of the tenth that you took off from the new or from the old. You didn't take off a tenth from the other one.